بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Today we discuss du'as to develop the love of Allah تبارك وتعالى. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم has mentioned صحابة رضي الله عنهم, this is what's the practice, that whatever they required, even if it be a shoelace, then the request is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means even the smallest of things, we will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the greatest bounties is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How more important that we even ask for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are a few du'as, there are much more du'as, but in this there is great lesson for every one of us in the manner in which we make dua. And the best way of making dua is via the prophetic way, and that is the chosen words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for there can never ever be any better compilation of words in any dua. If we look at the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam, various Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam were blessed with titles. Ibrahim alayhi salam, we know him to be Khalilullah. Musa alayhi salam, we know him to be Kalimullah. Ismail alayhi salam, known to be Dhabihullah. And the various Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam enjoyed titles. But the greatest after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the title that was gifted, granted to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is a very important lesson for every one of us. The message is a simple message, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given the title of Habibullah, the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The qualities of a believer, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. The quality of a believer is that he has intense love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the secret ingredient to bringing life, we will say, jan in our a'mal. If you want to see life in our a'mal, then this is it. When a person has love for anything, example, a person is married, so there is a bond and a love with his wife. Because of that bond and that love that they enjoy between themselves, now they are ready to do anything for each other. Irrespective of the request and whatever is needed, a person will do anything because he loves his wife. Suhaib Rumi, known as Rumi radiallahu anhu, in Medina, in Makkah Mukarrama, he was the blue-eyed boy. And if he passed through any street, then they knew this was Suhaib that passed this street. For the perfume and the fragrance he would wear, no one could afford it. The garments that his parents used to bless him with was not the ordinary pieces that people could afford and wear for themselves. He accepted Islam. His parents disowned him. There was a lot of threatening. But he leaves, he comes to Madinah Tayyibah, and then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam looks at him from a distance in Madinah Tayyibah. And he's dressed with two shabby pieces of cloth. There's tatters, torn patches on it. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam looks at him, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam remarks, and he says that this sahabi, it was the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that brought him to what you see him today. That he sacrificed all of those luxuries because deep-rooted love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless every one of us with the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is something that has to be burning within ourselves. When we sit amongst the mashayikh, then this is the talk. You know, we speak about ishq rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we glean, we learn from the majalis of our mashayikh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. The first dua, the first portion we had discussed in du'as in developing love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is the first line. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak. O my Allah, I ask you for your love. This is something to ask Allah. Ya Allah, I ask of you for your love. وَحُبَّ مَنْ يُحِبُّكَ. Now how do we gain the love of Allah? وَحُبَّ مَنْ يُحِبُّكَ. And I ask of you, the love of those people who love you. Those people who love you, I ask they love also. Oh my Allah, they must also love me. Because we haven't seen Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we love those people who love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This will earn the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How do we earn the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Via the medium of those people who loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْعَمَلَ الَّذِي يُبَلِّغُنِي حُبَّكَ. One is the love of the rijal. And one is the love of the a'mal. Ya Allah, and I ask of you the love of those actions, as well as those deeds and actions, الَّذِي يُبَلِّغُنِي حُبَّكَ, which will make me acquire your love, which will make me reach your love, O my Allah. Ya Allah, what action is it that I can become your very close friend and become amongst the awliya, your very close friends, O my Allah? What amal Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must inspire us? Now, example, there are certain people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses them to wake up for the tahajjud salah. عَلَيْكُمْ بِقِيَامِ اللَّيْلِ فَإِنَّهُ دَأْبُ الصَّالِحِينَ قَبْلَكُمْ. Because this was the habit of the pious, and this was the secret of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tahajjud salah. Make dua, this becomes very easy for us. And this is the next part, which is important, because this part we haven't done. اللهم اجعل, O my Allah, اللهم اجعل, make حبك, your love, أحب إلي. Ya Allah, make your love more beloved to me, من نفسي وأهلي ومن الماء البارد. Ya Allah, your love must be more beloved to me than me myself. I must love you more than even myself. Wa ahli, and I must love you more than my family. Wa min al ma'il barid, and even more beloved than cool water. Wa min al ma'il barid. Now this is the gauge we ask ourselves. If the child has to do something wrong, we get upset. Example, he has to scratch the car, he drops the phone, your screen is cracked, or anything to that valuable and expensive, we will get upset and agitated. But then the question is, do I also get agitated when they disobey and break the law of Allah? Or is it only when they break my phone? If they break Allah's command, I might say, no, must be careful how we talk to them, don't want to lose them. Or is it also that we get upset? Meaning within ourselves we get upset. But how do we deal with the situation? According to wisdom, definitely. But within ourselves, we need to be upset that the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being violated in my home or in my presence. So, min nafsi wa ahli wa min al-ma'il barid. This is true love. That there is nothing in front of the love of Allah. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is first and everything else follows. The second dua. Allahumma ja'al hubbaka ahabba al-ashya'i ilayya. O my Allah, اجعل حبك, make your love, أحب الأشياء إلي, the most beloved thing to me. Your love must be the most beloved thing. Then I'm ready to sacrifice to earn your love. And the second part, واجعل خشيتك أخوف الأشياء عندي. O my Allah, make your fear. O my Allah, and make your fear. أخوف الأشياء عندي, the most fearful thing in my eyes. Ya Allah, that must be the most feared thing. Your fear must be the most feared. Meaning I should fear you more than anything else in this world. And subhanallah, when a person makes an effort, like how weak people like us, if a person is driving over the speed limit, he's doing 170, 180 lockup in South Africa, 40 over the limit, and you can see that cop from a distance coming, and you know this fellow here, he never ever is going to take something from the back pocket. Try what you want. Now you already gabrats. You already worried, you scared. So do you start getting palpitations at that moment? And there are certain people that now he belongs to Allah. So whatever is going to happen, وَجْعَلْ خَشْيَتَكَ, meaning that fear must only be for Allah. Anything else to happen, it's fine. You know, steal something, you know, do something, that's not going to deter me. I'm more scared to stand in front of Allah than anything else. So وَجْعَلْ خَشْيَتَكَ أَخْوَفَ الْأَشْيَاءِ عِنْدِي. And the next part, subhanAllah, amazing choice of words. وَقْطَعْ عَنِّي حَاجَاتِ الدُّنْيَا. Oh my Allah, cut from me the wants and the needs of this material world. How do you cut it out? How do you cut the wants and the needs? Which means sometimes you've got something that is fulfilling the need, but you gain a few steps, you know, higher. You're just climbing a little bit for more comfort, more luxury, or more brand, or whatever the case may be. وَقْتَعَنِي. Oh my Allah, cut it out. I just need basics. How does that break off? بِالشَّوْقِ إِلَى لِقَائِقِ. Ya Allah, by infusing within myself a desire to meet you. بِالشَّوْقِ. I must have the shawq, the desire. إِلَى لِقَائِقِ, to meet you. Which means when a person is waiting to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing else is going to affect him. Nothing. You know, when a person is, example, he's standing in that queue and he wants to get a passport because he wants to travel, or whatever the case may be, he may be standing in the sun, he may be in an office that is, the air condition is not working for that day, but he'll tolerate all of that. Sometimes you go home office, his systems are down. Okay, he'll wait. After 2 hours, anything, any luck? No, not yet. Something, very soon, you're hoping to get something back. You'll wait. Because you know you're getting something important, you need to travel. So similar, وَقْطَ عَنِّي حَاجَاتِ الدُّنْيَا بِالشَّوْقِ إِلَى لِقَائِكَ, that desire to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا أَقْرَرْتَ عَيُّنَ أَهْلِ الدُّنْيَا مِن دُنْيَاهُمْ فَأَقْرِرْ عَيْنِي مِنْ عِبَادَتِكَ. Oh my Allah, when you have cooled the eyes of the people of this world, أَقْرَرْتَ, you know, قُرَّةِ عَيْن, we say, رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ عَيْن, قُرَّةَ عَيْن, there's it. وَإِذَا أَقْرَرْتَ, this is the fail of it. Oh my Allah, when you cool أَعْيُنَ أَهْلِ الدُّنْيَا, the eyes of the people of this world, min dunyahum, with materialism, the material things of this world. Ya Allah, they get happy when they upgrade their phones and they got the latest. Ya Allah, the iPhone, the iCar, and the holidays and the exotic places, when they get it, Ya Allah, they getting happy. But me, فَأَقْرِرْ عَيْنِي مِنْ عِبَادَتِكَ. Ya Allah, you cool my eyes with your ibadat. That when I do your ibadat, I get excited. I'm really in jubilation. I'm happy. I'm this contentment within me and fulfillment when I do your ibadat, O my Allah. فَأَقْرِرْ عَيْنِي مِنْ عِبَادَتِكَ. Because I want to upgrade in my ibadat. Every day I'm only reading quarter para, O my Allah. Only quarter para. Now when that has to increase to half, subhanallah. I'm reading half para at the moment. You know, I'm reading so much. Before, my dhikrullah used to be fajr time. But now I make fajr and asr time. That's the happiness of a believer. When he's able to make strides closer in gaining proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is supposed to be really the coolness of heart, contentment of soul, and happiness for every believer. When he does little bit more for the deen of Allah. We all are trying to upgrade our lives. But when did I sit with my family, with myself? Like how we would go to the accountant. What's happening? Where's the problem? Pull fridge. What's the issues? We want to plug all holes. How about plugging all the holes and upgrading even our deen? We say, no, by shukr, by I got iman. Shukr, at least I'm a Muslim. No, by other people don't read Quran. At least I read my Surah Yasin. Like, you know, at least I'm reading. Is it like that we content? Or we want to upgrade to go closer to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to prepare. We all are hearing in this last week or so, 1 year old child, 1 month old, 1 week old child, 9 year old child. So we all on bonus. If you look at all of that, we all on bonus. 2 days ago, when the news came that one of our students who qualified in our madrasa, he passed away, student. And few days before that, he asked one ustad, "I'm looking for this hadith, please send it." So he sent it. He said, "I want the sanad for it also." So he sent it. Then the news comes, this person passes away, student, studied in our madrasa. Then we say, "Oh my Allah, you took the student. What's going to happen to the ustad? You're already on bonus." Allahumma, the third dua. So ya Allah, before that's too late. فَأَقْرِرْ عَيْنِي مِنْ عِبَادَتِكَ. Ya Allah, my eyes must be pleased with your ibadat. The next dua, Allahumma rzuqni hubbak. Very similar to the first one. Oh my Allah, bless me. Urzuqni means to bless, grant me. Hubbak, your love. وَحُبَّ مَنْ يَنْفَعُنِي حُبُّهُ عِنْدَكَ. And the love of those people whose love will benefit me by you. Ya Allah, give me the love of those people whose love will be beneficial to me by you in your courts. Because those, like in this world also, person wants something. Hey, who's got contacts in this department? Anyone knows anyone? You want to look for contacts because you know you'll get the work done easier. In akhirat, we want to look for contacts, for shafa'at, for intercession. Then these are the people we ask Allah now. Ya Allah, those people must love me from now. Because, مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. The people who we assimilate, the people who we dress like, we talk like, will be with them. تَشَبُّ. Those people who we resemble, will be with them on the day of Qiyamah. Allahumma, subhanallah. This never ever fails to amaze. Look at the words. Allahumma fakama razaqtani mimma uhibbu. O my Allah, as you have blessed me with things I love. Kama razaqtani, you bless me some things I loved. I wanted that certain motor vehicle. You bless me. I wanted to live in a certain home. You bless me. But O my Allah, important. Nothing wrong. You can drive a nice car. You can have a palatial home. That is all permissible, but فَجْعَلْهُ قُوَّةً لِي فِي مَا تُحِبُّ. Let all of that, O my Allah, be a strength for me in the avenues that you love. I must use the vehicle for the right things. I must use the home for the correct intentions. Then no problem. You're going to have a nice palatial home. Why? So I can have lazy ta'aleem, ulama programs, host ulama, jamaats come, feed the people, have family reunions. No problem. Can have a nice home. You got the car, the vehicle, for the same reasons. So ya Allah, all of that must be used. قُوَّةً لِي فِي مَا تُحِبُّ. And sometimes you make dua for something, it's not coming. Second part. Allahumma, وَمَا زَوَيْتَ عَنِّي. Oh my Allah, that which you have kept away from me. Ya Allah, that which you haven't given me. وَمَا زَوَيْتَ عَنِّي. Mimma uhibbu, I wanted it, but you never give me. Allahumma wama zawaita anni, what you kept away. Mimma uhibbu, faj'alhu faraghan li fi ma tuhibbu. O my Allah, make them a source of freedom for me. Make them a source of freedom for me. Fi ma tuhibbu, so I am able to fulfill that which will gain your love. Maybe I ask for something, Allah is not giving it. Allah is not giving it. For whatever reason. One person, he was really making a lot of dua. He was making dua for a child, married after many years, child not coming. So he went to an alim, he said, "Mawlana, I'm making dua. I gave sadaqah. I did a lot of things. You tell me any wazifa, I read it. Any wazifa, I read it. Child not coming now." So one simple answer is to tell the person, see, لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. See, children are a gift from Allah. Allah gives gifts. You can't put any orders to say, "I'm waiting, why it's not coming?" This is the gift from Allah. It's His prerogative, He'll give. But amazingly, this Mawlana, we heard his answer. He said, "See, bhai, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you so exclusively, He doesn't want to share in your love. He doesn't want to share. Because if you're going to get one child, you're going to be busy with the child. He's appreciating your ibadat, your khidmat so much, he doesn't want to put one child, then we're gonna share it then. Because you're gonna give time for the child, you're gonna get tired because of the child. So he wants it exclusively for himself. This person was so happy. See, Mala, see this. See, Gigi, like that, it's like that. See, Allahu Akbar, I'm happy. If that's the case, I'm happy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each one of us tawfiq that we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this becomes a reality in every one of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma.